This is a Monday.com ad. The same Monday.com helping people worldwide getting work done faster and better. The same Monday.com designed for every team and every industry. The same Monday.com with built-in AI, scaling your work from day one. The same Monday.com that your team will actually love using. The same Monday.com with an easy and intuitive setup. Go to Monday.com and try it for free. Yes, the same Monday.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
We are just in the get-go stages of the holiday season. And boy, oh boy, my little guy getting excited.
I bet.
We're actually setting aside little moments of TV time for him to watch the classics. And listen, I'll break it down on a future show, because we really could take 20 minutes on it again. But I have to tell you, this past weekend was Rudolph. And if there is a darker, more desperate, and just human-hating piece of television that you will ever see, it is that despicable Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I had to
filled
drop
with fear and hate and despair and animal abuse. It's got every single element you could possibly count.
I actually had to drop the DVD in last week to pull some tape, and it starts with a death-causing blizzard. People are dying in New York.
And moves right into the birth, which is very sweet of Rudolph. And then they discovered that he's got the red nose. And don't get me started, because I could I do it automatically.
If we do this year, I think we need to examine Santa's dysfunctional marriage. Because his wife is an enabler.
She's trying to kill him.
Trying to kill him, exactly.
She's trying to give him the beaties.
The beaties?
She is. She is. No one wants a skinny Santa.
That's right. That's, that's right. No one wants a Santa with open arteries.
Eat this high cholesterol, high fat food that you will, you know, every chance in the world that you'll be flying over like Nicaragua with your sleigh and get a heart attack. It's disturbing crap.
But
nothing more disturbing than, the whole thing is disturbing. Then the island of misfit toys.
Right.
Where toys are thrown away because
they're
different.
They weren't really accepted either.
Yeah.
What a horrible message.
And I also read online this year that, you know, the doll that everyone seems to think is just normal, but on the it's like a rag doll. And that they asked the producers what her ailment was, why she was a misfit toys. Depression.
Yeah.
I mean, how screwed up
depression.
Is that?
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right after the Charlie in the Box.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the king of the misfit toys is this deformed lion
with
wings. King Moonracer, which is just, it's despair. But nothing worse than Santa and his tood, the only time that I will be good to you, Rudolph, is when you can be of use to me. Like, seriously, some of the finer sweatshops in the world, some of the Chinese Apple factories where they make the phones, Santa's got nothing on them.
Right.
You know, I mean, they've got nothing on Santa, is what I meant to say.
They're equally evil.
Just horrible. And then that coach, that prick coach.
Yeah, Rudolph, you're not going to play on any reindeer games.
like a Division I football coach.
Yeah.
Only worse.
Yeah.
Only worse. Snarkier than a Division I. And by the way, I watched Invincible over the weekend because I love Marky Mark. And, I'll watch all of his. You know Invincible?
Yes.
Where he plays the walk-on for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
Well, a very old and
it's a
very
solid
old
flick.
Movie.
Is that
solid?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how he's listed in the credits? Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Yes.
A lot of Dick Vermeil crying, if I'm not mistaken.
By Greg Kinnear playing Dick Vermeil.
Yeah. I forgot he played Dick Vermeil in that. That's great.
I'm not sure. You know what? I am not sure. And way to go, Oscar, with the Dick Vermeil crying.
Yeah.
Pole. That goes back to my era, but I was able to identify, because it was the mid-1970s where this happened. I was able to identify the Giants quarterback. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on, just a second.
Okay, here we go.
Get it out.
That it's 42 is degrees down here this morning in South Florida.
First sneeze of the Christmas season.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. But you know what
Bring
also
on the
is
flu.
Traditional? You know what also is traditional during the Christmas season?
What's that?
You've asked for it. You've clamored for it. And we've decided to give it to you. It's the Kraft recipes, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Kraft recipes that you've come to know and expect. And I have to say that this one is this one recipe? Here?
One recipe, yes. But it is double spaced.
You and Pony get together and write these?
No, this is a solo effort on my part.
This is a solo effort. Are there any Crown Royal stains on this this recipe?
There was an initial run through with the Veil of Sobriety, and then perhaps a rewrite last evening.
In the great tradition of the Mike O'Mara run-up to Christmas, the Mike O'Mara show, not the Mike O'Mara run-up to Christmas. I'm not going to, who am I, Donald Trump? No, the Mike O'Mara show featuring, Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana with the executive producer, Pony Boy, Matt Bloom. The run-up, we normally do this, so I figured we might as well dive right in with today's craft. Right. Are we going to have a recipe a day leading up to Christmas?
I don't think every day. We don't want to spoil them.
Oh, yeah, okay. Just checking. Just checking. I might pen one.
I'd here love go, if you ladies. Would. I love when you do.
All right, here we go. excuse me. Sorry. You turn up my music, please? Yeah. Can you start it again, please?
Yes, of course.
Can you start it again?
Here we go.
It's got to be louder, much louder.
Oh, wait a second. That's not the right button.
Oh, what's going on?
He got us that time.
We're 5 minutes into the show.
He got us.
14, 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks, people.
2 weeks.
Yeah, we got 14
more. Get on the website.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hit that Amazon.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Only 14 days left for Christmas shopping. Times are fleeting.
Times are fleeting.
Except them.
What a classic.
All right, very good. Now I'm ready. They never get a white Christmas on the beautiful island of Oahu. But that doesn't mean you can't remember the 50th state this Christmas with this Polynesian treat that's sure to keep your holiday visitors and your taste buds guessing. It's a New Jersey classic, courtesy of one of our most straight-laced interns. It's Mother O'Brien's Flying Hawaiian Cayenne and Wine Toaster Pockets with Cilantro Molasses Dipping Goo. A non-traditional take on an old favorite. Start by dressing in a camouflage baking suit. If you can't find one, that means the camouflage is doing its job. Stale two loaves of French baguettes. Then put them in your sleeves while allowing the end of the bread to stick out. This is fun, because now you appear to have bread hands. Make sure to gesture spastically at the horny neighbor who is always peeping in your window. Melt 6 pints and 1 quart of Snowstar brand Neapolitan ice cream by throwing it into a preheated cast iron Dutch oven from across the room. Make sure to use the money-saving Snowstar coupon found in the current issue of Modern Pre-Diabetic Magazine.
Oh, God.
It's the issue with Chrissy Metz on the cover.
Oh,
Rob
Spiewak. That's a good one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like that one.
Take the melted ice cream and strain it through a standard cat litter box scooper and store it in a gumball machine. Set aside and say a meaningless prayer.
What?
Next, make sure your pizza oven is set to 800 degrees Fahrenheit. Do this by checking the gauge on the oven, because if you try to take the temperature with your tongue, it hurts. Fill the pizza oven with unfulfilled dreams and unrealized goals. Sprinkle with disappointment and bake until fully depressed or an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Using a wooden rolling pin, stuff a 20 to 24 pound thawed frozen turkey with hot dog rolls, capers, fancy ketchup, casual ketchup, BB's, 1 cup of meat from spaghetti sauce that's been rinsed clean, and 1 ill-tempered seahorse. Look at him. Look at him enjoying himself.
Oh, you bring such magic to it, Mike.
Truss the turkey with kitchen twine until it begs for mercy. But then continue trussing, because that's what the bird wants. More. You can see it in his eyes, which are in his no longer attached turkey head. No big deal. Continue until you're done. You'll know the feeling. Wow. Line a cookie sheet with parchment paper. I personally recommend the Declaration of Independence, but the Articles of Confederation will do in a pinch. Smear generously with melted Brock Starlight mints, rendered human fat, yogurt, ham, jelly, 3 figs, and a harp. Next, hose down a laundry basket and leave it wet. Pour one box of Bisquick in the basket, shake to coat, then add 12 medium eggs, a scant gallon of spoiled apple cider, 1 dozen stewed prunes, 1 dozen sober prunes, 1 sleeve of delicious Trump brand Let's Make Dessert Great Again chocolatey cookies, and a 12-ounce can of fish lubricant. Stir with a weed eater, and then using a 1/4 cup dosing scoop, hit yourself in the head. Now, step into the laundry basket and recite scripture. Try Paul's letters to the Corinthians, not too shabby. While reciting, hollow out a cantaloupe and fill with the innards of a honeydew melon. Add salt, pepper, tomato paste, 3 kinds of vinegar, Nutella, a soy milk, kale, coconut water, and 1 syringe full of rice pudding. Shake to combine and let sit for 3 to 5 business days in the warmest spot in a cold garage. When it's ready, spread thinly on a cheap replacement hubcap that you found at a car wash, gift store, between the greeting cards and the air fresheners. Put it in the sun. It will harden as it dries. Bring it back into the kitchen and cover completely with
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
Douse with kerosene, set on fire, extinguish with silly string, kick it with grandma's steel-toed boot, and to hell with it. Chill completely, slice thinly, and serve with hot cheese-infused tea at the Maid Cafe at the Christmas in Japan convention. Another holiday favorite from Kraft.
It's delicious.
TMOS Classic.
Rob Spiewak, social media. 2 things that that I bust Rob's balls about more than anything else are his posts on social media. And you gave me 2 gems this weekend.
Which ones?
Do you want the safe after the shooting gem, or do you want the response to my daughter's picture gem?
I think we should address both of them.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen either of these. Let me see.
All right. Let me just talk amongst yourselves whilst I bring this up. And the first one was, there was some sort of shooting in Leesburg over the weekend.
At
Am I right about that?
It was at the Sheets right across from the Walmart and probably about 1.5 miles from my house.
What went down?
There was something to do with
there was money an altercation.
Being owed to somebody, and there was a shooting.
Money's owed?
Money was owed, and bullets were fired.
Damn, Daniel.
And it was very
Rob
close Spiewak to my home.
Posted that he is safe.
I did.
Why would you do that?
Well, would I say I'm not safe?
Shouldn't you save that for people that really need it?
Well, people need to know.
Like,
Pony made me laugh out loud.
It's not a bit. Someone got hurt.
Exactly. Near
You're
my
not
house.
11. You're not an 11-year-old.
I'm
You're
not
like a 14-year-old girl.
No, I'm not a 14-year-old girl.
That's running around. You know, why did you have to put, Rob is safe? That was weird.
Actually,
that
the person that put up the, clued me to the article, asked if I was okay, and I said, you know what? What the heck? I'll tell the world. I'll scream it from the highest mountaintop. I wasn't
Rob
at that sheet that day.
Rob Spiewak is safe.
I'm safe. I was not hurt. And I think that my beautiful town, it...
Well, what about your town? I mean, I'm talking about...
Yours.
What about? Did you put it up for your family? I mean, can't you text your family that you're okay?
No,
my family
doesn't care.
And of all people that probably aren't out, it's you. So you'd be safe.
Now, that's you'd think that. But that Sheets is where I buy my Faygo.
Do you think everybody wants to, you know, when they hear about, do you think as soon as someone heard about a Leesburg shooting, they would think about you?
I wonder if Rob Spiewak is safe.
I'd say
is that why you posted it?
There's a certain number of people that might think that. They associate me with Leesburg, as I associate you with Fort Myers. But like, when, you know, people don't know the geography.
Is it on your page? There's so much on your
page. Yeah, it's on my page. It's there.
It's hard to find,
yes,
to be honest.
His page is like a lost and found bin. Like
it, is,
know,
it is. It's,
you
it's,
know
it's impossible
that there's
to
a charger
anything.
You want in there. But
yeah,
you don't know if you want to reach in and mess with everything else that's been left or lost.
And you'll get dirty hands. You don't want to get your hands dirty.
Every time I go to a hotel desk, I inevitably...
It is kind of a Christmas bin. It's a bin of Christmas
but it's
toys
lost and
when
found.
You go to his webpage. It is lost
toys.
And found.
There are some things you want. There are some things you never want. Like, I don't want the dentures that were left. I don't want to touch them. I don't care if they're in a plastic bag. That's not what I want to be a part of.
Yeah, but the dentures are at the bottom of the
How
bin.
Is your page run?
I don't know.
I mean, you probably don't know. It's the Facebook people that do that. But, like,
it moves
I'm
around,
already...
Yeah.
I'm after O'Reilly. That wouldn't be right, would it? I mean, wouldn't it be chronological, or would it be
It should be
based
chronological,
on...
but I also think that stuff moves up if it
based
gets more
on your action.
Action. Yeah. And also sometimes, like, common posts are grouped together, which I don't understand.
Well, happy birthdays?
Like, happy
Jesus,
birthday posts
you
get
post.
Together.
That's
you
all
just
he has.
Sit there. Oh my God, you post so much. Ha, I found it. December 8th, 5:04 p.m. Rob has marked himself safe following the Leesburg shooting. Leesburg Police Department are on the scene of a shooting near a Walmart in the 900 block of Edwards Ferry Road.
Just
Rob marked himself safe.
I feel I should say that we don't have tracks per se in Leesburg. We don't have
tracks.
You know, like when people say they're on the other side of the tracks. We don't have any tracks, but that shooting was on the other side of 15. And that has a very similar feeling to it. It's not my side.
Is that where
are you making a snobby comment about other people that live in Leesburg?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Was it in the rough part? Well, Walmart's traditionally in the rough part of town.
He's the trashiest guy in Leesburg, and he's making fun of the other side of the
I don't go to the Walmart. I hate the Walmart.
Yeah, but you walk your dog by letting your dog out from the front door and say, hopefully he'll come back.
He's done it every time.
How far is the Walmart? How far is the Walmart from your...
Couple miles, probably. I don't know. I don't walk it.
You give me so much Christmas joy. It's not funny. Yeah. You do.
Like, he's the snobbiest, trashiest guy we know.
Thank God you're safe, though.
That's
something a child writes or something. I don't know.
Can't we enjoy the takeaway?
I'm sorry, that's sexist. You probably need to hit the misogyny alone.
No.
Can't we have the takeaway that, thank God, I'm okay?
Thank God you weren't shot.
You said it better earlier when you said a teenager. A teenager I'm safe. Woe is me.
To make sure their family knows.
They want to make it all about themselves because they live in a town that never has a shooting. God bless them.
No, we have shootings in Leesburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Leesburg Police Department investigating a shooting that happened in the tire shop in the 900 block of Edwards Ferry Road.
Yeah, they share a common parking lot with the Sheets.
Shortly before 3:30 p.m., a caller to Leesburg dispatchers reported a disorderly subject in the nearby Sheet store. A short time later, a 911 caller reported the same disorderly man inside the tire shop located behind Sheets. Okay, that tells me if they're in the Sheets and then they're at the Walmart that it's probably maybe a crazy person.
You're a crazy person.
You're crazy. Why do you do this to me and
father? With your Sheets and you're eating your honey buns at Sheets and waving a gun around.
Yeah.
According to the department's preliminary report, an altercation began with the disorderly man and an employee of the tire shop. I bet I know how that went down. Get out of here! During the altercation, the 911 caller... the 911 caller shot the disorderly man. Oh, that's not good.
No, he sees...
If it was just a crazy guy, why'd they shoot him?
My guess is that if he was actually arguing with a guy at the tire shop probably billed him for 45 minutes of work. That place sucks.
So it sounds like the guy at the tire shop that was arguing with him shot the crazy person.
Sounds like people at that tire shop. Yeah, you know what? They all have the charm.
Here we go. This will tell everything you need to know, though. It's important enough to post that he's safe. What's the follow-up on it? What happened? Do you know what happened?
He was taken to a hospital.
No, but that's from the story I'm reading from the original post. Mm-hmm. What happened? Did you follow up and find? Was there any news about it, or did you search for any news? Tell the truth.
Of course you didn't. No. Why do you even ask?
Because it doesn't matter.
Don't you want any resolution?
The resolution is
Wouldn't there be any level of curiosity at all in that melon head of yours that you would want to know what happened? Whether the guy
the resolution who was killed in the Facebook who? Post. The resolution is that I'm safe.
Oh. It ends with you.
Yeah, it
does.
Him too.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you.
Sometimes the answer's in the question, Mike.
Okay.
Look at me. Never better. Ta-da!
You do look happy.
Yeah. Well, of course. Anytime you dodge death.
You don't care whether the man lived or died, the crazy guy, or whether the shooting was unjustified by the tire shop worker. You're as long as you're safe.
I will say this. I may do a follow-up this afternoon. If for some reason we can get a tire shop employee in jail, that would be good.
TMOS Classic.
All right, now this next one, I will enlist the support of your favorite person, Mr. Oscar.
Yeah, he is my favorite person this time of year, especially.
I'm here.
This is one where I really think it's important to give you an indoctrination into terminology.
Okay.
Right? And what is appropriate and what is not.
Okay.
And so on December 9th at 11:13 a.m., my daughter, Catherine,
mm-hmm.
a very lovely lady, she posted an update to her profile picture with one of her many audition pictures, and they're called headshots,
right,
where they send them out to different directors and casting agents and things like that. So Carla responds to this. If you go to Catherine's Facebook page, Oscar, you'll see this.
I'm looking right now.
It's not like searching Rob's. There maybe one post every
thank you
3 days. So Carla writes, best period picture period ever. And then Catherine responds to Carla.
Oh, she looks beautiful.
Love you. Thank you. Carla says, Catherine, I'm going to love you too. So they have a little lovey-dovey exchange. I like it myself. I give it a lock. And then Rob Spiewak writes, knockout.
Oh, okay. God.
Now, wait. How is that any different than what Oscar just said?
Let me, what?
Oscar, when he said it, he said, she looks beautiful.
Knockout is, in my humble opinion, that is a sexualization term.
Really?
Knockout is, yeah. Yes.
It was purposely chosen,
things.
Purposely chosen as
yes,
an old
I know
school.
It was.
It was purposely chosen as a retro 1940s reference. So
like
it would
the dames.
Be, yeah.
Hey, she's a knockout.
So it
I
would
sure
be,
like
I
to
did
bang
the...
her. She's a knockout.
Nice stems.
No, you see, yeah. Didn't say that.
Nice
didn't
stems.
Even think that.
I know.
Just wanted to offer
hey,
in a compliment.
Hold it. Stop right there. Let me tell you. I know you didn't think it. I know 1,000% you didn't think it. I know you never would think it.
Yeah, that'd be
that's
creepy.
Important for you to know. This is all about terminology.
Yeah,
you see,
and
I think it is the way you interpreted the terminology.
This is this is not. I could in a jury would come down on my side, and so
if you could find 12 Oscars, sure they would.
No. Look, Rob, again. I think you're making his point. You're essentially saying, I thought it was a sweet thing to say, and it's an old-timey reference, and I threw it out there, right?
Right.
But you basically wrote on her page, nice sweater kittens.
No.
Like
that's so not, far from the truth.
It's just not
it
appropriate.
It just sounded a little creepy.
It was
knockout
not meant
was
to be
not
creepy.
The world.
Well, if I had said...
Catherine replied, by the way. Did you see her reply to you?
What did she write?
She wrote, Catherine wrote, aw, shucks, Rob Spiewak.
You see, that sounds to me
like she's uncomfortable.
No, yeah, it sounds to me like she out. Interpreted it the way it was offered. Which
no,
was that as a...
No, not at all.
I bet she was not uncomfortable with it. That would be my wager.
That's a misstep right there.
It's just to me...
But I spent most of my weekend clicking on my page to see when she complimented my headshot, and nothing. So thanks a lot, Catherine.
That's your Santa hat one that you put up that you've had for a couple of years.
Oh,
right?
A long time. That. Check out the amount of gray in the beard. That picture no longer exists.
Okay, so yeah. You've got that, and it's your picture with Santa on there. So knockout, just to me, I think there would.
What would have been a more appropriate one word comment? Now,
wonderful
granted,
picture. Okay. Wonderful picture.
Yes. All right.
Not even beautiful. I wouldn't type that either. I would say
you're too busy.
Well, and that's not about that. It just
no. You can like it, or you can say
kind of creepy.
Great pick.
Okay.
It's just when you say knockout is she's a knockout. That's what that means. That she's a knockout means she's what a piece.
No,
that's the way the term is used.
When it was offered, it was meant like this. It was high praise without being sexualized.
But what if I had said striking? All right, let me look it up.
If I had said striking.
Striking's not bad.
Striking's better.
Okay, but that's the way I was meant. It was meant striking.
But
wonderful.
You wrote knockout.
I did write knockout. That has been established.
Maddie, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, a female perspective.
Oh, we have Maddie
important.
Here.
Yeah.
Maddie, I didn't know we had one of our female interns here. Maddie, weigh in on this. This is perfect. And you are just turned 21, and you're Catherine's age. Catherine is 22. She's a year out of school.
Put yourself in Catherine's shoes.
So I was kind of thinking of like a really strange analogy when you were all saying this, but like think of like Donald Trump calling Ivanka like a knockout. Like he wouldn't say she's beautiful. He calls her a knockout. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's right.
That's why she's one of the smartest interns we have ever had. That is a
so
perfect.
I was acting
you get that.
Presidential.
You have to.
Well, on the contrary, I didn't think it was that appropriate. No, but I do see that point, Maddie. That is well said.
That is
so
and she
funny.
Was matter of fact.
Yes.
That was sharp.
It's like talking
that
to your weird. Daughter. You're a knockout.
Ugh, gross. Well, no, I did, and also I didn't type
right,
it.
Here knockout. Is the dictionary.
I typed an it. Knockout.
Act, knockout is an act of knocking someone out, especially in boxing.
Yeah, feeling
informal,
it right now.
Second definition: an extremely attractive or impressive person or thing. Attractive being
impressive, though.
But attractive.
But impressive.
Is the first.
It
but
was
attractive.
An impressive photo.
It's a. It's a term of attraction. It's a term of knockout is a term of physical attraction.
Well,
that's the point I'm trying to make.
You're
and
making a leap there
it,
because you're saying
that's what made it creepy.
You're taking a leap. You're taking the picture saying that it's attractive and then saying that I'm attracted to it. That's a leap.
All right. Here's Webster's. Merriam-Webster.
Okay. Oh, that
number
guy.
Two definition. A sensationally striking, appealing, or attractive person or thing.
Well, you know what? Merriam-Webster can screw off. Big deal. You wrote a book with words in it. I could do that.
Let me, Maddie, let me bring you back into this discussion. Although, you know, you hit it out of the park with that first one. Would you find someone writing knockout that if you put a picture of yourself up there and a person in their late 40s were to put, you know, the
like
word
an uncle,
knockout up
dad-like
there, would you find it a little creepy?
Yeah, that's so weird. I'm sorry.
Yes!
There it is.
Well,
there it is.
An impartial third party.
I guess I'll put on my to-do list some deletion today. Let's go and tidy up that feed.
And the Catherine comment, aw shucks, was kind of, you know. And oh, by the way, my daughter Catherine had breakfast, brunch with my sister and brother-in-law in New York over the weekend,
nice.
Which was very
your
sweet.
Your sister Kathy?
Yeah.
Yes,
she's a
Kathy.
Knockout.
See, she's older than me, and she's older than you, so that,
yeah,
that
not,
to
yeah,
me
it
is
sense.
A little different
yeah.
when you say that.
Wait, the next
know?
Time you speak to Catherine, will you please, on my behalf, tell her I meant nothing creepy, but also find out if she was offended or creeped out by it? Because I'm just curious.
I think we should book her on the show.
Okay.
I think that would be, that. You know, because I'm not going to be able to see Catherine during the holidays, which is
oh.
the first time
Ew.
Ever. First time ever that has happened. And, you know, and it's...
What's the story?
She's got a role that she's in rehearsals right. for, and she's going to go down to spend Christmas in Virginia, but she's not going to be able to make it down to Florida.
It.
So it's kind of bumming.
I'm sorry.
Out. It's kind of a drag. It's,
that is a drag.
Yeah, but she's going to make it down here eventually. She's going to get here sometime during the winter, or I'm going to go north and see her up in New York. So that's,
she'll want to make sure when she heads down that I'm nowhere near it. That will be the...
Thank you, Rob.
500 feet.
Thank you.
That's a restraining order.
The most important thing, knockout or not, is that you're safe.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
This is a Monday.com ad. The same Monday.com helping people worldwide getting work done faster and better. The same Monday.com designed for every team and every industry. The same Monday.com with built-in AI, scaling your work from day one. The same Monday.com that your team will actually love using. The same Monday.com with an easy and intuitive setup. Go to Monday.com and try it for free. Yes, the same Monday.com.